1968, the Olympic Games were held in Mexico, and the marathon was the final event that was held that year. Olympic Stadium was packed, and there was excitement, as you can maybe imagine the excitement, as the first athlete, who was an Ethiopian runner, entered the stadium, about to finish the race. He was in the lead. And as he crossed the finish line, the crowd erupted in cheers and praise. And way back in the field, there was another runner by the name of John Stephen Akwari, and he was from Tanzania. And he had been passed by all of the other runners. After 30 kilometers, his head was throbbing, his muscles were aching, and he fell to the ground with a very serious leg injury. And the officials of the marathon were trying to tell him to stop the race and to give up because of his injury. But he refused to do so. With his knee bandaged, he picked himself up and hobbled the remaining 12 kilometers to the finish line. It was over an hour after the first one had crossed the finish line, and he came in. A lot of the people had left the stadiums. Many of them had gone home, and he moved around the track in the last little bit, said with painstakingly slow pace, until he finally collapsed over the finish line. And it was one of the most heroic efforts of history of the Olympics. And he was asked by reporters, why didn't you stop? Why didn't you give up? And this is what he said. And I quote, he said, "My country did not send me to start the race. They sent me to finish." I want to challenge you this morning to finish the race. The burden I have on my heart, and it dovetails in a sense with 2 weeks ago when we were here last, but I have more than a sermon to share with you this morning. I have a message from the Lord for you. And I want to encourage you in the Lord to take courage this morning. If you have been wounded, if you have suffered loss, if you have failed the Lord, if you feel that God has failed you, if you are struggling with the pressures of the world, if you feel like giving up hope on your marriage or in your family or even on God this morning, I want to challenge you to take courage this morning. Because it is possible that all of us can finish the course with joy. It is possible this morning that all of us can run this race and that we can cross the finish line. I would be not only naive, but I would be lying to you this morning if I told you I had never stumbled and fell. If I had told you that I'd been at the forefront of the race the whole time. But you know, the race is not to the swift this morning. The race is not to the fastest runner, it's not to those that have been in it longest, but to those that will put their eyes on Jesus. The scripture says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And I want to encourage you this morning, in whatever spiritual, physical, emotional, or financial, temporal condition you are in, get your eyes on Jesus and take courage and know that you can make it by the help of God. I am so thankful to know that true courage does not come from our own strength. True courage is not placing confidence in ourselves, but in the Christian life, true courage comes from placing our confidence in God. True courage comes from recognizing that, yes, I am weak. It comes from acknowledging that, yes, I've got some problems in my life. It comes from acknowledging even the times that I'm starting to lose my hope, Lord, but I want to get my eyes back on Jesus, and through confidence in Him, I want to keep running. I'm going to keep going, and by the grace of God, all of us this morning, I don't believe we have to go hobbling across the finish line. But by the strength and power of God, I can cross it. And if I come hobbling by His strength, I'm still going to go. So I want to just challenge you this morning, don't give up. Don't give up. If you feel like giving up on God this morning, stop. Just stop right where you're at and make a renewed purpose and determination, not in my own strength, but Lord, I've got too much to turn back. If you have even begun to serve the Lord this morning, what's the song say? I've gone too far to turn back now. Take courage, friends. Take courage and know that you can make it by the power of God. The scripture in Psalms 27:14, and we read this 2 weeks ago, it said, wait on the Lord. That's been 2 weeks ago today. How have you all been doing? Not waiting impatiently on something to happen, waiting on the Lord. But he said, wait on the Lord, be of what? Good courage. Be of good courage this morning, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage this morning. Let's turn in our book, if you will, to number 172 and sing verse 3. Be an overcomer. Think about that man that recognized, I wasn't called to start the race. My country called on me to finish. Folks, God is counting on you this morning. We live in a time where too many are giving up. They're giving up on their marriages. They're giving up on their families. They're giving up on the saints. They're giving up on God. And ultimately, they're giving up on themselves. But you, if you started this race, folks, you can finish it. Let's sing that one. Verse 2.
No, I'm sorry. Verse 3.
So with courage, press the battle on. Press it to the gate. All the way. In Jehovah's might, put the foe to flight this morning. You can make it. What are our options this morning? Are we going to give up? What is the consequence going to be this morning if we give up? What's the consequence if we give up on ourselves? What's going to be the result of that? You know, if you give up on yourself this morning, there are a lot of people that you are going to affect when you give up. And I would much rather have a family member or someone in the church. Now listen, folks, someone sitting in the pews that is making a mess of things but still has a desire and a purpose to serve God than just throwing their hands up saying, I can't do it. Because if you will just hold on a little bit longer, folks, the Lord's going to come through for you. So don't give up courage. Don't throw your hands in the air. The opposite of courage, one of the antonyms, if you will, would be cowardice, wouldn't it? Just gonna give up, gonna run the opposite direction, gonna flee. You know, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is, keeps going in spite of feeling. Courage enables us to keep going in spite of fear, in spite of difficulty. Courage is what gets you up when you want to hunker down. Has anybody ever just in the flesh just wanted to pull the blanket over your head to escape? Courage is what enables us to get back up and keep going. It is courage that has enabled so many men and women through history to overcome what I would call insurmountable odds. So what are you going to do? You going to give up this morning? Is it really worth, are we going to give up on God? Do you know you can be disappointed in God? Has anybody ever been disappointed in God besides me? I realize that it wasn't God's fault, but in the flesh it was like, Lord, I'm disappointed. And then through time you recognize God was just being God. And see, the problem was here, but sometimes we can lose We can start to be discouraged with God. We can be discouraged with ourselves. We can be discouraged by people around us that maybe you counted on. But folks, let's take courage this morning. Courage is, and I wrote down a few quotes of what people said about courage. Eddie Ruckenbacker said this, courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared. Is there anybody that's afraid of doing something this morning? Anything you're afraid of, if I do it, then what are the consequences going to be? I want to challenge you to take courage this morning. It's all right to be afraid. It's all right to feel fear. It's all right to be uncertain of consequences. But if you know what God wants you to do, then I challenge you to take courage and stand up and do the right thing. Courage, and this, I guess this fits for this congregation. Quote by John Wayne, said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway. Scared to death, but I'm going to go ahead and get back on. I'm going to go ahead and saddle up. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not the absence of fear. Mark Twain. One that I was moved by, many of you have read or heard of General George Patton in World War II, tank commander. He said this, courage is fear holding on a minute longer. Courage is fear, but holding on a minute longer. If you give in to your fears this morning, do you know you will be on the path to defeat? But if you will stand this morning in spite of your fears, in spite of your questions, and fight in spite of uncertainty, you are on the path to victory. And we must never forget this morning that the battle is not ours. Whose is the battle? It's God's. Battle's the Lord. So take courage this morning. Discouragement is the opposite of courage as well. Discouragement, cowardice, reminded of the children of Israel, and for the sake of time this morning, I know there's a time to write down scriptures, and the Word of God is our guidebook this morning, but for the sake of time, I'm going to do some referring to and not turning and reading to everything, because I want you to get the message by the help of the Lord. Numbers 21 verse 14 spoke about the children of Israel. And it said that they were, the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Been discouraged because of the way before. Things got difficult. Things were rough. And the enemy is trying to discourage the soul of God's people this morning. The discouragement, though, often comes from looking at things through our human eyes, by what we see and what we feel. Whereas courage comes from pressing forward, trusting not in our power, but trusting in the power of God. That's what true courage will do. Discouraged with God, life, self. I find something that is common when we start to be discouraged. Do you know that when we start to be discouraged, if we start to examine the reason for it, sometimes it's because we're starting to lose our faith. We're losing our faith and we're losing our hope of something better. When you feel like things will never change and you start losing your hope, that's what lends itself to being discouraged. And so I challenge us to fix our faith in Jesus Christ this morning. Get your eyes off of what you see the future might be. Get your eyes off of what the present is today. If it's stealing your hope and stealing your faith, get your eyes back on the Lord Jesus. Because see, when we begin to get discouraged and we begin to lose courage, we often begin to lose our zeal, don't we? We lose the fire. We lose the desire. And there is something there, a spirit of resignation starts at being at work. We start to I'll just resign and I don't have a lot of hope and we don't have a lot of desire to serve the Lord anymore. We start losing our zeal to work for God. We start losing our zeal to be in services with God's people. We start, and it's a cause, the reason is because we're discouraged. And the enemy would like to start dragging us down. But folks, if you're injured this morning, wrap up the injury and keep going. Don't stop. Don't give up. Peter lost his courage when he followed afar off, didn't he? And the people began to ask him, aren't you one of Jesus' disciples? And this is the man that was willing to pull his sword just previous and die for the cause of Jesus Christ. But do you know why he began to lose courage? He was following afar off. I dare say if Peter would have stayed closer to Jesus, there would have been an avenue of strength and rejuvenation that would have enabled him to stand up and say, yes, I'm a disciple of Christ. So it tells me this. If we are discouraged, part of the solution and the answer is to get closer to the Lord. If there are things in your life that are not, number one, if there's sin in your life, it's time to get rid of it. But if there are things in your life that are not sin, but they are hindering you from getting close to the Lord, it's time to get rid of those things. It's time to give them to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to get as close to you as I can. And you will begin to find strength to continue the battle. Get close to the Savior. During World War II, those of you that know your history, when countries in Europe, it seemed like they were falling like dominoes in front of Hitler's war machine, was not it Winston Churchill that encouraged the people of England over and over, don't give up. Don't give up. Even when others around are falling, folks, it's going to take courage to keep going. So how's your courage this morning? It takes courage to stand alone. It takes courage when people around you are going a different direction. Young people, it takes courage when you go to Monarch and you have friends right in the church that are going places and doing things that they ought not to be doing. It takes courage to, with humility, without self-righteousness, to keep the path that the Lord has set for us to walk. It takes courage to do that. The Lord, there is a need in this generation for young people and men and women of courage to stand up in humility and keep going without compromising, without letting down, doing the right thing for the right reason. Don't throw your hands in the air. Don't give up this morning. God told Moses and Joshua different occasions. He told them, reading out of Deuteronomy chapter 1, this is when the Lord had brought them to Canaan land. He said, the Lord God has set the land before thee. Go and possess it. The Lord God of thy fathers has said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And if you read on down the passage in the 28th verse, they said, our brethren have discouraged the heart of the people. They discouraged us because they said, the giants, the people are too tall. The walls of the city are too high. We cannot go in and possess it. They discourage the people. Is not that how the enemy is working this morning? Look at the challenges of life and it starts to be overwhelming. But thank God there were two people, Caleb and Joshua, that said, you know what? Let's go in at once and possess the land. We can go in because as God was with us in the past, He's going to be with us today. Take courage this morning. Take courage to go and claim what God has for you. I don't know what my tomorrow holds, and I don't know what tomorrow holds for you. But take courage to do today what God is calling you to do. We can live in a place of discouragement and be delaying following the call of God in our life because of fear of what's going to happen tomorrow. Folks, let's take courage even in that place of fear and uncertainty and say, Lord, when I know your will, by your strength, I'm going to do it and I'm going to possess the land. Not going to give up. There are going to be times of hard decisions and suffering in life. I read about three military recruiters that went to a high school to speak. There was someone from the, and Stephen's not here this morning, but someone was from the Army, the Navy, and the Marines, and they have 15 minutes total to speak to this group of young people. So the Army and Navy recruiters, they got a little overzealous and they took up most of the time trying to tell people why they needed to join. And there was 2 minutes left for the Marine recruiter. He got up and he just stood there and looked at the young people for half of his time. He stood there for 60 seconds without saying a word. The last 60 seconds, he looked at him and he said, "I doubt whether there are two or three of you in this room that would even stand a chance in the Marine Corps. But," he said, "I want to see those two or three of you immediately in the dining hall when we're dismissed." There was a crowd of students that showed up because the recruiter knew that commitment cannot take place without recognizing the potential for difficulty. You know, serving the Lord, it's the same way this morning. You know what? Let's not blame it all on serving the Lord. Life has difficulty. Well, the cross is so heavy because I'm serving the Lord. Guess what? Your life would be tough if you didn't serve the Lord. So take courage if it's a cross. Take courage. But no, there are going to be tough times. There are going to be difficulties. But courage comes by knowing where our trust is. It comes in knowing that when I'm tempted, the Lord will make a way to escape. It comes in knowing that, well, let me say this. Have you ever come to a place in your personal life that it seemed like God's grace wasn't working for you? Okay, I'm the only one. It seemed like, Lord, you told us it would work and it's just not working. Tell you what, you want to find something that'll take your courage. It's when you're trying to do what's right and you're in a battle and it seems like the grace of God really wasn't sufficient. Now don't kick me out yet. I'm not finished. You know what I found? That through time and through humbling ourselves to God, we find that His grace really is sufficient. There have been times I was not in the place to receive His grace like He wanted to give it to me. I was in a place that I was not able to take the power that He wanted to give to me. But through time, you begin to get down low enough, all of a sudden you find that God's grace really is working, enabling me to do what it seemed like God was failing me. If you feel like God has failed you this morning, humble down a little bit more. But don't give up trying. Don't give up. If you have to keep coming to the altar Sunday after Sunday, keep coming to the altar. If you have to keep struggling with the same thing and it seems like God just isn't working, God is going to come through for you. He will in the right time. But Lord, help us to have courage to maintain our integrity with God until He does choose to come through. Because He will come through for us. Who will separate us from the love of God? Persecution? Nakedness, peril, sword? No. In all these things we're what? More than conquerors. See, I don't want to go limping over the finish line. And if that's the way I have to go, by God's grace, I'm going to limp over the finish line. But there's a place of victory. That I'm not in competition. Folks, we're not in competition with one another. Young people. Let me talk to you really directly. Don't look around at each other and think you're in a spiritual competition with one another. You're not. Who can be most spiritual? No. You be as spiritual as God calls you to be. Get your eyes off of everybody else. Don't be self-righteous. It's sickening. But don't be worldly either. Get your eyes on the Lord and say, Lord, whatever you want me to do by your grace, that's my purpose. And that's the way I want to live. And you will find that there's a place of grace that will enable you to be more than a conqueror. But if you're struggling with that and you feel like you're in a place of victory, don't give up this morning. Because victory is coming. Courage to witness. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Everybody else around them was bowing down, weren't they? They were yielding and they were bowing down. And again, how easy it would have been for those three young men to say, Lord, you know it's not in our hearts. You know our hearts are pure, but we're just going to get down and just so we minimize trouble. But Lord, you know we don't believe in this image and our heart is right before God. Wouldn't have that been the easier way to go? You know that's what too many people are doing today. Lord, my heart's right. I'm doing this, but my heart's not there. Folks, be careful about that. Courage is what enables us to stand when others around us are bowing down and say, O King, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. The God that we serve will deliver us. And by the way, if he doesn't, we're still not bowing down because we're going to serve the Lord God. Folks, that took courage. Can we not have more courage this morning to stand true and faithful and witness? Courage is doing the right thing, folks, and many times we will be left standing by ourselves. We can talk about doing good. You know, we're talking home folks here. We know what's good, don't we? Generally speaking. We can sit around and talk about doing good and wanting to do good and, but you know what courage does? Courage does more than talk. Courage doesn't just talk about doing good. Courage does good. I want to challenge us this morning, folks. Talk is fine. Testifying with our mouth is all right. But the Lord is looking for us to be a people of courage that will do what we know God is calling us to do. It takes courage to obey God's word. Courage to do the right thing. There's a scripture in Joshua that talks about being courageous to keep all that was in the law. Someone called my wife while I was in Africa, and they had a problem with the message I preached here just recently. And actually, the person that called didn't. Someone had come to them and was like, well, was that really, you know? And I told Renee, I said, you know what? I said, I'm willing to take some licks if what I preach is truth. I'm willing to take my licks. And because see, the thing is, we are living in a time where, what does it talk about? There's a little phrase that talks about when good men do nothing and say nothing. What is it? Yes, for evil to triumph. It's only necessary for good men to do nothing. You know, we are living in a generation that there's going to be opposition from within and without the camp. And the Lord is looking for people to stand faithful to the cause of God. Preach the truth, live the truth without compromise and without giving in to the peer pressures of those that would like to lower the principles of holiness that the Bible teaches. I want to encourage you this morning, don't give in to the pressures of the world. Don't be bullheaded and stubborn. You understand there's a difference? There's a difference. But courage to speak truth. And too many times, we are so worried, and I'm speaking just generally, we're so worried about what people think about us. And you know, that's a good thing. We ought to be. People say, I don't care what people think. Well, then there's probably something wrong with you because you should care what people think, right? I mean, we should. But we need to place more value this morning on what God thinks. So if you know what God thinks, folks, don't be bound up by what people are going to think if you do the right thing. Think about, place more value on what God thinks and take courage to pursue that. This is one of the reasons why in the generation that we live in, it is very important. We're going to be done here shortly. It is very important for us to assemble ourselves together. Because I read over in the Acts in the 28th chapter where Paul was in bonds and they were taking him to Rome. And some of the saints came out. They came out 54 miles to meet Paul 5 years after he had wrote the epistle to the Romans. And they came out to visit him and to see him. And it said, when Paul saw them, he thanked God and he took courage. See, he was in bonds. He was going through some rough times. But when the saints of God came, even when he was in bonds, it gave him courage. It strengthened him. Folks, we need one another. It's difficult. When I begin to see people not coming to service, I know that the enemy can take advantage of that. He can take advantage when we're not faithful to be in the assembly of the saints because we are living in a time we need to encourage one another. We need to hear the Word of God preached to inspire us and encourage us to keep going in spite of feeling, in spite of fear. Over in 1 Chronicles, and this is actually in Judges 20, very familiar passage. We won't take the time to read it, but I looked these scriptures up and I thought I found something very interesting. Judges 20, do you remember it talks about the men of Israel encouraged themselves? They encourage themselves. They, you know, remember what God can do for us? So they encourage one another. But then if you keep reading in the next verse, it said they sought counsel of the Lord. Thought, what were they encouraging each other about? Encouraging each other in the Lord. And then reminded of when David encouraged too. David encouraged himself. Do you know there's going to be times you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord? But do you know what I found was interesting when I actually looked that scripture up to see what it said? I saw a parallel I had never seen before. Over in 1 Samuel 30, actually 1 Chronicles 28, actually that we're going to leave that one for another time. 1 Samuel 30, David was distressed because the people were talking about stoning him. And it said he encouraged himself in the Lord. And then in the next verse it says, David inquired, saying of the Lord, shall I do this or do that? Thought here, he was encouraging himself in the Lord, and he turns around and he's saying, Lord, what do you want me to do? And then they had courage to go out and do what God had told them to do. So sometimes you're going to find yourself needing to encourage yourself in the Lord. On my way to Ghana, and even before I left, the Lord had recently given me, and I was in Ghana, there are a lot of spiritual difficulties and encountered some very difficult things. And let me tell you how difficult. When I left and I got to the airport, I just started shaking. But the Lord had given me the parable of the barren fig tree. It's not bringing forth fruit, but Lord, give me a little bit more time. Do you know that sometimes, that was an encouragement to me. You know, sometimes you're going to have to encourage yourself in the Lord. I'd like to conclude with this. Over in Deuteronomy 31, Moses had died. And it was a time of change. You know, change can be difficult. Change can be very difficult. Moses was dead. He had been their leader. And God gave Joshua a message in Deuteronomy 31:6. He said, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. This morning, it is God that goes before us. But what are you going to do with it? Are we going to be cowards? Are we going to give up? Are we going to let down? Are we just going to think that I guess I'll just go the easier route? Or are we going to take courage this morning and say, Lord, I'm going to do what I know you want me to do. I'm going to stand when you want me to stand. I'm going to move when you want me to move. I'm going to speak when you want me to speak. Take courage this morning. It's not in what we can do for ourselves, but it's in what God is wanting to do in our life. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord and go forward.